They're so weak in here.
Doc, I say be careful.
Yeah? Careful of what?
You look here, dashing around this broken ground in the dark.
But Reggie, Jack was yelling for help.
Oh, I know that as well as you do, and it sounded like he was right about here when he yelled to us.
And then that rifle are ricocheting and that girl life.
Well, we'll never be able to find him in the dark like this. We've got to go get some help.
But don't you get it, Reggie? He may be shot and needing us right this very
minute. I know it. That's why it's foolish for us to be chasing around in the dark. Let's go back and get some lanterns and some of the residents of Bury Your Dead to help us.
Stand still. Let me try calling again.
Jack! Hi, Jack, where are you?
Oh, listen.
Darn wolf.
Look here. Look, Doc. Look, outlined against the sky on that rise over there.
Holy jumping mackerel. What is that? A full-grown hippopotamus?
The wolf. Oh, listen to him.
Never mind the wolf. We are looking for Jack.
Well, now, don't you see how impossible it is? Please, Doc, let's go back to the boarding house and get help.
Waste all that time?
Well, not as much as we're wasting this way.
Hey, hold it.
What is it?
Something's a-coming this way. Crouch down. Either that or running on all four.
You don't suppose that sobbing girl's coming back?
I don't know. Hold it. Something's a-coming through the greasewood, all right.
Howdy, boy.
Hey, who said that?
Kind of starting you? what's going on out here?
Who are you?
Jumping Dick. Hey, ain't you that tow-headed Britisher that's staying at Dry Gulch Mary's?
That's right. We need your help badly, Dick.
You do, huh? Who's that with you?
It's me, Doc Long.
Well, that's you, Tex, as well. Now, ain't that a coincidence? I was just on my way over at the boarding house to tell you about my daughter, Laurie.
Look here, Dick, we haven't got time to talk about your daughter.
You ain't?
For the love of Mike, feller, haven't you heard all the commotion that's been going on out here tonight?
Commotion, huh? What sort of commotion?
What sort of commotion? Girls screaming and laughing, girls are sobbing, wolves are howling, guns going off.
Oh, shucks, now, you don't say. Where have I been all this time?
You didn't hear none of it?
Not one bit of it, I didn't.
But look, you can hear that wolf. You can see him outlined against the moon over there on that next ridge.
Oh, sure. That's old Brindle.
Old Brindle?
Yeah, he's the old he-wolf of the pack. He's been sitting over on that ridge howling at night for, I don't know how many years.
Well, ain't he one of the wolves that pulled down and tore up Alky Joe?
No, don't reckon.
Oh, but look here, there's something more important than wolves. Something's happened to Jack.
You talking about your friend Packard?
Yes, we're out looking for him.
What makes you think something's happened to him?
Well, there ain't no thinking about it. We know it. We heard him yell for help, and then we heard a rifle shot and a girl laughing. Well, we ain't been able to find hiding a hair of him since.
How long ago did all this happen?
Oh, 10-15 minutes ago.
Well, then I reckon your friend's all safe and sound.
You seen him?
Not 5 minutes ago.
Say, are you certain?
Sure shooting.
But where? Where is he now?
Over in the boarding house, talking to that there maestro fella and the Russian girl.
Talking to the maestro and Nasha?
Well, at least he was 5 minutes ago.
Well, darn his hide anyway. Come on, Reggie. What's he think he's pulling on us, running around in the desert yelling for help, and then when we start scouring for him, he sneaks back to the boarding house? What kind of a way is that to act?
And Nasha, apparently she's back.
Back? Where's she been?
Well, the maestro turned her into
Doc.
Okay.
Huh? Now, what kind of talk's that? The maestro turned her from a girl into... Well, what's that supposed to mean? It don't make sense.
Not quite. Doc hardly ever does.
Well, looky here, Jumping Dick. Are you sure Jack's all right?
Well, all I know is what I seen. I looked in the window over yonder, and there was your sidekick Packard, and the fat man, and the Russian girl. Are you aiming on going back to the boarding house and joining them?
Yeah, I want to find out what sort of a circus Jack's putting on.
I'm telling you, he's all right. Now then, I want you to listen to me for a minute.
Well, go ahead, but keep walking.
Yeah. Well, now, look, Texas. You're still in a marrying mood, ain't you?
Oh, look here.
You're still wanting to take Laurie off my hands, all legal and proper, ain't you?
Hey, I never said that I'd marry you, female daughter.
Now, wait a minute, son. Wait a minute. Don't go throwing careless words around like that.
Looky, Jumping Dick, things has been a-happening Bury Your Dead tonight. It's had me sweating one minute and give me cold chills the next. I ain't no mood for a girl courting tonight.
Oh, so you aim to go back on your sworn word, huh?
I didn't give no sworn words. You blame well know. Hey, and what about you? You were supposed to bring that Laura daughter of yours around to the boarding house at 7 o'clock this morning for me to look over.
Yeah, but it's just like I said.
7 o'clock this morning you were supposed to bring her. And did you? No. Here it is, 10 o'clock at night. You ain't even brought her yet.
Well, now, that's what I want to explain to you.
I don't want no explanations. You ain't kept your word, so I ain't obliged to keep mine.
Now, look here, Texas. I got a good excuse, and I aim to tell it to you.
Well, hurry up. On the count of here we are at the boarding house, and we got to go in.
Yeah. First place, the reason I didn't bring Laurie over at 7 o'clock this morning, she wouldn't come.
Wouldn't come?
Ain't that what I'm telling you?
And you let her get away with it?
Now, wait till I explain.
What kind of a man are you, Jumping Dick? Let a little old female daughter telling you what to do?
Well, Dad, busted, I'm trying to tell you. She got the draw on me.
What's that?
I'm telling you the gospel truth. She beat me to the draw.
Dick, are you trying to say your own daughter pulled a gun on you?
Yeah, and what's more than that, she'd have punctured me like a sieve if I'd have made one false move.
Well, Jumping Dick, that sure does explain why you couldn't get Laurie down here at 7 this morning.
Ah, but things is different now. I got the upper hand now. I got her right where I want her.
Yeah? Where did you want her?
I got her locked in the cellar. Now, if you was to come along with me, we could all go up to my place and hog tie her and stop all this nonsense.
Why do you want to tie her up?
Well, that's the only way you're going to get her to stand still long enough to get a good look at her.
Father, is that you?
Holy jumping jeepers.
Hey, who's that?
That's my daughter, Lori.
Father, what are you doing here? It's time you were in bed.
Yes, Lori.
Who are these men?
Well, this here's Reggie York.
Yeah?
And I reckon I'm Doc Long, the fella your papa wants you to marry.
What did you say?
Hey, you don't know about it?
Father, what have you been saying to these men?
Nothing, Laurie, nothing. These fellas is crazy.
Oh, but I thought you were locked in the cellar.
The cellar? What cellar?
Well, at your cabin, naturally.
Our cabin doesn't have a cellar. Come along, Father. Good evening, gentlemen.
Well, I'll be a double-jointed toad frog. Did you see her face in the moonlight, Reggie? Oh. Did you see it?
Most beautiful. I say, she was real, wasn't she?
Say, Reggie, you suppose we've been taken for a ride?
Oh, now, don't include me. I wasn't supposed to marry that girl.
Well, danged if I don't believe every word that old coot's been a-saying to me was just plain lying.
It's hard to imagine a girl like that drawing a gun on her father. Matter of fact, I got the impression he was ballet frightened of her.
Man, what a voice. Cool, soft, low. Reggie, if I ever go to heaven, that's just exactly the way I want to hear them female angels talk.
Amazing, isn't it? For a village of 19 citizens, Berrio de Arizona certainly is loaded with mystery.
Ain't it the truth?
Well, shall we go in and tackle Jack?
Hey, I just thought of something.
Yeah?
If Jumping Dick was lying about his daughter, maybe he was lying about Jack.
You mean Jack may not be in with the maestro?
Well, come on, let's find out. Down the hall.
Here, Doc, you're passing the door.
If Jack's been a-laying out on the desert...
Stop pounding on my door.
I say, is Jack in there?
Yes, come on in, Reggie.
Hey, he's there.
Oh, I say, Jack, you're all right.
Certainly I'm all right.
Shut that door. Yeah. Now then, Jack, what the heck's been going on?
That's what I've been trying to find out.
But, Jack, out there on the desert, we heard you cry for help, and then we heard a gunshot.
They weren't shooting at me.
Well, why'd you yell for help and then not wait first?
I didn't have time.
Didn't have time?
Why did you yell for help?
A wolf had me down.
A wolf? Well, sure enough, wolf.
Biggest wolf I ever saw. That's when I yelled. And somebody fired that gun, and it streaked off across the desert like crazy. Yeah, look at my coat.
I say, ripped right down the back.
Luckily, I fell on my face. My throat and face were protected.
But what did you mean you didn't have time to wait for us to get to?
Well, I jumped to my feet, and I saw something sneaking through the greasewood, and I took out after it.
Well, what was it?
It was Nasha. I followed her here to the boarding house.
Was she girl or wolf?
Girl.
Yes, I had transformed her back into her natural shape before I brought her back.
Rubbish.
I changed her back into her natural form, just as you see her now, lying on her bed, asleep.
Why you got her asleep?
She's exhausted. She's always exhausted after participation in one of my manifestations.
She sure does look all in, all right.
But, Jack, all this still doesn't explain that girl laughing hysterically out there.
Yeah, and it don't explain that girl that passed us sobbing like her heart would break.
No, I heard the girl laughing.
Did you see her?
No. In the morning, we're going to have a talk with every person and bury your dead.
In the morning, the citizens of Bury Your Dead are going to have something much more interesting to talk about.
Is that so?
Quite so.
Such as what?
That will have to wait for the dawn. Tonight, my work is finished.
I wish we could be sure about that. As a matter of fact, I wish we could be quite sure just how much you had to do with tonight's work.
I was responsible for everything that took place out there.
You didn't move from this room.
Nevertheless, what I say is true. Tonight, I turned Nasha into a wolf. She went forth and led the pack down on Bury Your Dead. You know what I'm going to do tomorrow night?
What?
Tonight, I turned Nasha into a wolf. Tomorrow night, I'm going to turn a wolf into a man.
Say. Hey, cut it out.
I will turn a wolf into a man. And I will give you the privilege of talking to him.
Are you just plain trying to give us nightmares?
Well, gentlemen, there is the wolf who will walk like a man.